touch that dial, you are at your designated place, WWGH107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.WWGH1071.com. You can also download on any electronic device. Download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. If you would like to call in during our show from 4:15 until the top of the hour at 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. My name is Linda Sims, and this is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in today. It's cold rain and it's wet here in Marion, Ohio. It's October, and we can tell by the season and the leaves falling off the trees, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 382-8552. I almost gave you the zip code 43302, but I didn't need to give you that, I don't think. His telephone number, once again, is 740-382-8552. Then we have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And believe it or not, the owner of Inspect Ohio will be my guest today. She's been a longtime supporter, I think for at least 4 years. Her name is Cheryl Lee, and she will be calling in about 4:30. Okay. Last but not least, we have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Our condolences go out to Pastor Jackie Peterson, who lost her mother, unfortunately, to COVID. I think she passed away one day last weekend. And I think several of her family members also contracted COVID-19. And truly, we have been sending up our prayers to her. She is, Jackie Peterson is a pillar in our community. She wears many hats. She serves on many committees and meetings. She's just all around lovely woman and pastor to her congregation. And we give our thanks to her. We give our sympathy to her and her family for the loss of a great pillar in their family, which is their mother. And if there's anything that we could do from the radio, please let us know by calling 740-383-9944. Once again, if you know her, text her a message or give her a call. See if there's anything that you could do for the family. Thank you for that. Okay, now on that note, we will move on. I was on earlier today, believe it or not. My guest was Rowan Anderson. He is the pastor, he's known as Pastor Rowe, and he is the pastor of the Gathering Place here in Marion, Ohio, East Land Plaza. Okay, out by Save-A-Lot. And we had a really good time today. And I will share with you what got us really started on a good path. And it was the thought for today, and I will be sharing that with you also. Let me give you this announcement. Early in-person voting has begun. Believe it or not, it began October the 6th and still continues into this day. And remember, Election Day is November 3rd. Polls will open at 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. So if you would like to mark your calendars of this information. If you have not voted or you know someone in your family that needs to vote and has not voted but needs this information, okay? And we're still in the month of October. Now, the absentee voting by mail also began October 6th and it ends November the 2nd, okay? There has been some changes as to where you go early vote. It is no longer at the Marion County Building, which is on West Center Street. It has been moved, make note of this, it has been moved to 240 West Church Street, Marion, Ohio. Now, this is directly behind City Hall and right in front of the Nazarene Church. And that is on 240 West Church Street. So make note of that. And remember, once again, you can early vote up until November the 2nd. Okay? Now, since we are on a new week, and this is October the 19th through the 23rd, the polls will open for early voting at the new location. Remember, new location, 240 West Church Street, Marion, Ohio, directly behind City Hall and in front of the Nazarene Church, okay? From 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., you can early vote, okay? All right, early in-person voting hours for November. November the 1st, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. November the 2nd, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, general election polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Go to your designated voting locations where you voted at your early voting or last time you voted, okay? That is where you will be going to vote on November 3rd. The early voting center will no longer be open after November the 2nd, okay? So make sure you do that. And here's a heads up also. WWG8, right here at the radio station. We are located at 165 West Center Street. We are on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. Okay, and we will be having Candidates Night here Thursday, October 22nd. Wow, now that's really close, isn't it? Today is the 19th. Okay, I think that'll be Thursday, right? Okay. Right here at the studio. It will start at 7 p.m. and it is sponsored by Billy Buster's Pizza of Waldo, Ohio. So you will probably be able to call into the station, and that telephone number would be 740-383-9944. Now, this is Candidates Night here at WWGH, second floor of the Ohio Health Building. Okay, once you get off the elevator, turn right and walk right into the WWGH station doors. Okay, remember that 7 p.m. Okay, here at the studio, and it will be sponsored by Billy Buster's Pizza, Waldo, Ohio. Mark your calendars, please. They say this is one of the most important elections we have ever had since we've been voting. So make note of that. Make sure you vote. Encourage everyone to vote. Okay? Alrighty. Now, I have one more announcement. Folk Life Plus Oral History Program, Black History Community Co-Curation, Cycle Number 1. Okay, it starts September 28th, which was a month ago. Open weekly meetings Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom until 11:23. Okay, the meeting ID number, I don't know if you need all that, but join by phone number 1-646-558-8656. That's like a telephone number, okay? So that's 1-646-558-8656. Phone pass number would be 740-513-5218. Bring yourself, your photos, your dreams, your memories, your vision, your future. It's time. So those of you who would like to be a part of that, hopefully you make note of those details also. Now, the thought for today, greater success in cooperation. All right, let me read that to you. If you think you can do something alone, either because you don't trust others to do it or because you feel you are the most qualified, number one, you will always be busy doing everything. Number two, you will be unhappy with others because they are not doing what you want. Number three, you will be dissatisfied. It is more effective to invest your time in training and developing others. There is greater success in cooperation. And when I read that this morning, along with my guest, Pastor Rowan Anderson, it just really ministered to him and took us off on this road for like, I know, a good 35 minutes. Because there is greater success in cooperation. And no one, or not one of us, is or are army within ourselves. We're just not. And we do need other people. We need to be able to cooperate with other people, to elaborate with other people, to be able to communicate with other people. And when you see someone down, offer your condolences. Offer your empathy. You know, we don't always can say, well, I know how you feel, but I can imagine. Because if it was me and it happened to me, I knew I would be devastated. And I would not know what to do. But at least we can give that much, empathy to another person. And just like he was saying earlier today, we need not just a village, but a community, a city, a state, a nation to raise our children and our grandchildren. It takes all of us. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, everyone was your mom and your dad, and you better not be out caught doing anything that was wrong, because either they would call your name or say, well, aren't you Willie Sims' daughter? Put you on blast in a minute. Yes. What you doing over here? You better go home. That's the way we were raised back in the day. But now if you say anything to someone's child, oh my, you have to fear for your life. And all you really wanted to do was redirect them, because you saw what was coming. You know, there's a thing as redirecting a person from going the wrong way to the right way, or at least letting them know, I see you, and I'm going to tell your parents. That should make a difference in a child's life. That should make a difference in your life. Here's our call, Cheryl Lee. So let me take that now. All righty. Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You know, it's a beautiful day to be alive, isn't it?
Oh, I know it. As always, right?
Yes.
It's just perspective, isn't it?
Rain and all, right?
Yes. I know, I was just wishing when this rain came in, I'm like, oh, I have like 4 or 5 mums that I would like to have gotten into the ground before the rain came. Oh, well, it'll happen when it happens.
Do they regrow every year?
They can.
Oh, really?
They can. Some people have more success than I do, but it just really depends, too, like, if they're protected.
Uh-huh.
You know, my sister down in Columbus. Now, Columbus is just south enough where they have beautiful several different plants that will grow better down there than they do up here. Just that little bit of a distance, and hers come back every year, just huge, beautiful. Mine will come back sporadically, so I have to lean on things that will come back on their own,
mm-hmm.
because as much as I love my flowers, I do not have a green thumb. If they don't have the tendency to be wildflowers or weeds,
mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to kill them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So how's things going with your listeners and with your program?
Well, I like to think that my listeners are great.
Yay.
They're still in tune to A Voice of a People and to our radio station. I feel good. even though it's kind of cold out with that wet rain, you know. But I guess I'm doing the best I can do with what I have. And maybe I could do better. Who knows? I guess that's everybody's story, right?
Yes. Yes. And always after the fact, too.
Yes. Didn't that just get under your skin when you think, well, why didn't I do this? Or why didn't I say that? You know, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to cover? What do you want to cover this afternoon?
Let me tell you this. I was telling my listeners that you are the owner of Inspect Ohio.
Correct.
And that you have been a supporter of A Voice of a People for 5 years, 4 or 5 years?
For what?
Being a supporter of my show, A Voice of a People. You have
Yes.
A long time.
It's getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I thank you so very much. And so our listeners also, I want you to know that. I don't want to leave my supporters out there hanging, thinking, oh, it's just something I do. No, I really appreciate it so very much, and your friendship. And that you are the coordinator for CEF in Marion counties.
Right.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And you have been doing that since almost 2009. Right.
Yeah, that has just flown by. You know, being a supporter of you and your message that you're getting out every week, that seems to have just flown. But being the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, that has just flown by. I have to really think hard when people ask me, well, how long have you been involved?
Right. You know? Long time. Almost seems like forever.
Yes, but you know what? It goes by so quickly. I was just thinking, I had my grandchildren this morning, and so I just feel like I'm behind the eight ball, which we are so many times when we are dealing with grandchildren and helping out. And I had my children later in life. I had them when I was 31 and 32. So I had my daughter almost 30 years ago. And that time just flew. And now I have these little ones that that wear me out terribly. You know, because that 30 years makes a big difference. But when you're talking about how time just flies, then you ought to stop and think, how have you used that time to really build the kingdom of God? And how many little ones or even adults, just out of our demeanor, have we been able to lead closer to Jesus? So there's just a lot of time in there where when you're talking about, oh, I should have said this or I should have said that, when you start looking back and you think, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that, but that's why the Bible tells us, don't look back.
True.
Because it is a playground for Satan. Regrets are a playground for Satan. Look forward.
Right.
And if we see that we're missing in an area, that's when we really need to have a heart-to-heart talk with the Holy Spirit and say, okay, I need your help here. Please, you know, give me the strength or give me the wisdom or the discernment or give me the energy.
Right.
You know, so, do not look back. Do not look back because there's nothing we can do about it. But we can move forward. And if we have found, you know, again, if we think that we misjudged somebody or maybe there was, a child in our care that we feel that we did not teach them like we should have, or maybe an adult where we could have said something a little kinder to them, God can work it out. God can still work it out. Maybe we aren't going to be the ones who are going to be able to put salve over that wound if we wounded anybody by our tongue or actions, but He can still work it out if we bring it before Him. And that's what's really neat about our Heavenly Father.
God. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's beautiful. You really said that in a very productive way to me, and I'm sure many other people that are listening, because I know I'm not the only one that go through that, you know. It's not every day, but like you said, the enemy brings things back, seems like. Well, he's the prince of the power of the air, so I guess he has a way to give us suggestions.
Right.
Plant suggestions in our mind, and you think, oh, wow, well, why did I do that? I don't know. Because he is the accuser of the brethren, right?
Right. That's right. He's the father of chaos. He's the father of shadows. He's the father of destruction. You know, he's the father of trickery. So, depression, anything that he can do to bring you down and make you ineffective for the building of the kingdom, he's going to do that. And oh, Linda, tomorrow I get to start at Elgin Elementary. It's my first Good News Club for the season. And we actually have 12 children signed up to come. So that's real exciting. So if you and your listeners would keep that lifted up, our club will be from 3:30 to 4:45. And if you and your listeners, like I said, would keep that lifted up in prayer, that these children would understand just the message that we're coming in with, you know, that God loves them so much, that Jesus died on the cross for them. And, you know, and that's the series that we're going to be learning, too, is we're going to be learning about the power and the glory of Jesus. And that's a really neat series. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, the children are excited to get us back in campus.
So you will be able to go back into the schools.
Right, exactly. It has been approved.
Well, praise God. Oh, that's really good news, because you were thinking about going Zoom if you was not going to be able to be in
schools, right? With the city school, their intent are to, as at least what I heard, you know, the last I heard, the city schools, their intent was not to go back until the first of, January, you know, sometime in January 2021. So with the city schools, we are doing the Zoom clubs. Now, I haven't started yet, and that's another prayer request, please.
Okay.
Because I have not been able to settle myself enough to learn Zoom. You know, being a business owner, being a grandma, being everything else. Yeah. So I really need to have time management. And I've not had time to get myself on Zoom and learn how to do it. Plus, if there's anyone who is listening in your audience who would be willing to be my tech person, that would be great. There's a little bit more to doing a Zoom Good News Club. Actually, there's a lot more than just being in presence in front of the children.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's a mental block. One of my lead teachers had told me that I'm having a mental block. and you know, that very well could be it. But I do need to, I want to be able to start my Zoom club by November, you know, that first week of November. So I do need to get on the stick, and I need to learn how to do it, and I need to find somebody who would be my tech. And the tech person, they're the ones who will keep the children mute, or they will go ahead and bring the music on as I need it, or the memory verse on as I need it. So they're very, very important. Very important.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
It's neat that, you know, we have that technology and it's there for us if we need it. But like you say, there's a lot to it. It's just not, it took me forever to learn how to work the phone and Facebook and Messenger. And it just, you have to be focused. You're absolutely right.
I know. I know. And it is exciting that we have this avenue to keep in touch with the children and to, you know, keep them in touch with us and learning about God and about Jesus, especially since so many churches are still closed. You know, their doors are closed, or they haven't started their Sunday school back up. You know, so for the little ones who have been, who have church background, you know, things have changed for them. And then for the children who have no church background or have not been going to church consistently, you know, things have really changed for them. So this is a good opportunity to stay connected with the children. And it's also a good opportunity to have parents involved, because the parents can sit in the background listening to what we're saying.
Right.
You know. And so that's exciting as well. You get that depth into it then.
Where do you think the churches miss the mark?
What do you mean, Linda?
I mean, we all know when we go to church, the attendance rate, how many children are there, how many adults are there, how many men are there, how many women are there. You have churches with hardly any men in them, all women. Then you have such a small congregation. Like some churches can have services 2 or 3 times a day because there's so many people that they're trying to get in. And it just seems like we're not reaching as many people as you would think we should be reaching as far as Christ coming back. Is it just unbelief and people just refuse to believe that this is going to happen?
I think, I was just listening to a gentleman, and your listeners may find him very, very interesting. If they go onto YouTube and they search for Billy Crone, and he was dealing with that in regards to how the church got off track.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, I don't know what the name of his episode was, but it was extremely good when it came to explaining, and he had documentation and stuff of that sort too, and he had the Word of God, and I think that's where the church really got off track, is when we were trying to appease people and their busyness,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't feeding them the meats and potatoes as much. And I'm not saying all churches.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying all churches. Oh, I know. Okay, Billy Crone was talking about world religions, cults, and the occult.
Oh.
And he dealt with that question a lot as far as how did we get off track. So I'll have your listeners go onto YouTube and look him up. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, it has to be, because we're living in this day and time where it was necessary to close doors on churches.
Mm-hmm.
Schools, and you know, even in all that, and I thank God for Sarah, who is also affiliated with CEF, and Mike, and how she was on Facebook, I think it was Facebook, and she was dealing with the children, trying to keep them in touch with, you know, the things of God. And it's just so important that people should not look at this in a nonchalant manner. I mean, they have to realize that it's not going to always be like this.
Linda, I miss your cutting out. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you now, but who were you just talking about, please?
No one in particular.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes,
okay.
Much.
No one in particular. I'm just saying that over the course of time, do people really realize that life is just not going to continue like this, or even if it gets better, there's going to come a time when, according to the Word of God, that things will get worse and worse.
Well, and you know, Linda, I went through that. this through the episode of COVID and things of that sort, you know, a lot of pastors have started talking about the prophecies and revelations, mm-hmm. and how we may be going into our final, you know, prophecies being because of the conversions of prophecy and the daily events, our current events. And I actually went through this period of not being able to even plan for tomorrow, let alone for an event in the spring or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. But then I was listening to a pastor, and he was talking about how, yes, we may be moving towards this final chapter or the final book of the Bible, but God has told us that we are not to worry.
True.
Because we know where our faith is. You know, we know, but we are to occupy until Christ calls us up. And that made a lot of, I mean, I've heard that before, that we are to occupy, but it was the right time to, like, shatter that ominous shadow that I had over me.
Right.
God's word is powerful. You know, it's powerful because we are to occupy, and then that means we have a job to do. Till the very, very last second, we are to be talking to encouraging believers, but also talking and sharing with non-believers.
Right.
You know, and that's not always easy. That is not easy. I have been praying that, you know, that we get more help. And, of course, that's always a prayer because volunteers are difficult to find. People are busy. But I've been praying that we would get young people who would help us with the Zoom clubs.
Right.
Because they can do that right in their own home. And they don't have to travel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be very successful on getting these clubs up and running, you know. And then I'm also hoping and praying that once we are able to get back into the schools, that these young people would come with us.
Right.
You know, that they would see the desire that God has for them to work with these children. Children love young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not... It doesn't even have to be the teens. It could be 20-somethings. You know, kids love those role models. Don't get me wrong. Kids also love the grandmothers and the grandfathers as well.
Yes, they do.
You know, they just love to have the teen come in and just give them some attention.
Yes.
So... I'm throwing out quite a few prayer requests, aren't I?
That's okay. That's what it's all about. We're helpers one to another. You still there? Hello? I don't know what happened here. Let's see if I can find you. Cheryl? I'm going to ask you to call me back. I don't know what happened. Okay? Call me back. If you can hear me, I hope you can. Call me back. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Linda, it's Cheryl again.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
I have no idea because I'm just standing still.
Me too.
But don't worry about it. If it happens again, I'll be like a bad penny. I'll just keep coming back.
Right, absolutely, yes. What were we talking about? It was so good.
Well, we were talking about young people, getting young people engaged.
Yes.
And getting them to be a part of the team, the volunteers that are going in and, you know, ministering, whether it's through Zoom or whether it's in the campus or on the campus when we have that that opportunity again. You know, things will change. Things will change. I have no doubt about that. But we still need volunteers.
Yes, we do.
That's never going to change.
Yes, we do. I know I've heard one or two pastors, maybe even more than that, claim that we have two generations of unchurched youth.
Oh, very easily, yes.
And that's big.
Well, and you and I, Linda, have talked about it before, where when you're out and about. Now, my unchurched sister and I have talked about this as well, that when we're out and about and we hear, Grandma, 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 more than we hear Mom, Dad, you know.
Right, right.
And when the children are going to church, it just seems like more grandmas and grandpas are taking them than more moms and dads.
True.
Now, mom and dad will come when it's a special event, you know, when their child's on the stage singing as a group or whatever. But to take them on a regular, to take them every Sunday or every other Sunday, it's not happening,
right,
unfortunately. And, you know, that is one of the things that Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Clubs, we try to encourage the children to go to a church near them, because we understand that many of these children will have to get themselves up, will have to get themselves dressed, and then if, you know, because not many churches have buses anymore, and then they will be responsible to walking themselves to church.
Right.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if the men and women of that church would see the young, a young face come in and talk to them and find out how they got there?
Yes.
And then maybe do some volunteering or contacting of that family to see if they could be that taxi for that family,
right,
back and forth to church. You know, that would not be too much of a hardship. That it, and I know a lot of people think, well, the liability. Well, there is such a thing as transportation waiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we use it in our club, so why couldn't an individual use it?
I'm sure they
you
can.
Know.
Yeah.
So but that would be an exciting thing for people just to be aware of, that these children oftentimes have to walk themselves to school or to church if they're going to make it at all.
That's true.
And then that burden could be lifted off that child if they would just do a little bit of inquiring, I guess.
Well, we'll have to also lift those things up in prayer, you know, that the Lord will just bring more people in our path, and that we have that smile on our face, and, well, good to see you, praise God. You know, people say, well, that's all you talk about is God, but hey, right now, that's what we need to talk about, looking at the way things are, you know, we need to uplift Him and exalt Him and praise Him,
right,
because He is in control of everything. And He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So, and that's a broad statement. He takes responsibility
right
for that, you know. Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah.
I'm trying myself to.
Oh, we all fall short. You know, we all fall short,
yes,
because if we didn't, you know, there'd be no need to be building the kingdom because it would already be built. You know, and it's just a constant thing. We get so wrapped up, Linda, I think the biggest part is that we get so wrapped up in our daily, what do we have to get done?
Right.
And that's intended. You know, Satan keeps us intentionally busy so that oftentimes we miss these opportunities, or we don't think about these opportunities till after the fact. And so I'd like to just, you know, like challenge your listening audience to start looking for opportunities. What can you do through this coming week that is out of your norm, that is out of your daily routine, that will build the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Call Cheryl and volunteer for child evangelism.
That's great.
Real simple.
And her telephone number is 740-262-0939. Sure.
You got it.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? I would want to think that what we've gone through in 2020 so far, the COVID scare, the civil unrest in our country, that it would spark a lot of people to seek and search God even the more, you know, and how to build his kingdom. And because like you said, we all fall short, and we all can look at ourselves and see that we could do maybe a little bit more for God or for the church or for our children, you know, and
right,
for ourselves. Because I don't want to be lost, and I don't want to go to hell. A lot of people say, well, there's no hell, but what if you're wrong? You know, what if people are wrong? And you and I both know, Cheryl, yeah, they are, if they think there is no hell.
Right. It's a spirit of disillusion, you know, that that they can hide their heads in the sand and do whatever they want. But there is a day of reckoning. You know, there is a day of judgment. That God is loving. Well, we've been taught that. God is loving, and he's caring. And he is lovingly allowing these things to happen so that we will call, you know, we'll look for him and look to him. Because when nothing's going on, when we're comfortable, we don't make as much time for God. And that's nothing new.
True.
You know, the Bible is full of stories where his people got comfortable and then they strayed.
Oh yes, absolutely.
But and they strayed in horrible ways too. They strayed in horrible ways, just as we are straying now. So God's protection will not stay on a country that continues to slap him in the face. He will allow them to be, you know, he'll allow them to turn to their terrible ways. And unfortunately, I think that's what we're seeing right now. It's just that, you know, God has stepped back and said, okay, let's see how well you do. Now, the Holy Spirit is still there. And so we still have the church to hold the darkness back. But once Christ calls us, and that is, we're no longer there, the Holy Spirit is removed, that's going to be an ugly, ugly time.
Yes, it is going to be an ugly, ugly time. Cheryl, let us know once again what school you're going to be going into with Child Evangelism Fellowship in these last 2 minutes, and what day, so that we can lift you up.
Okay, the school that I'm working with is Elgin, and I'm going to be on campus on Tuesdays, and if they would like to pray from 3:30 to 4:45, you know, cover us with prayer. Now, there are other lead teachers who are in, Benjamin Harris by Zoom. There is Pleasant and River Valley Heritage by Zoom. TAF and Hayes is by Zoom. North Union is by Zoom. So there are other lead teachers who are working in the area by Zoom. I'm going to be reaching out to McKinley and Garfield as soon, hopefully the first week of November, so if they'll keep that lifted up in prayer, that I will learn how to use Zoom, and that somebody would contact me, and if they do contact us, we do have to have them fill out an application, a volunteer application, and also do a background at no cost to them, but it's a background check. So it's no cost to them, but the safety of our children is number one priority.
Yes, it is. And sure,
so the safety of your children is the number one priority through Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes, it is.
And so, but I would really love to be able to hear from somebody. They could text me on the number 740-262-0939, or they can call, because I know a lot of people like texting as well, and that's
right.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, we're out of time. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind, kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar. The list goes on and on. She is amazing, the amazing Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, it's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things we have going on about doing this and doing that, if we were all just more kind to each other. Think of yourself in relationship to other people. And they go through the same things you do. And just be kind. It's so easy, it's so simple, and I've seen rooms change because somebody was kind. And that's a great impact.
Pat, as we end this interview, and I always hate to say goodbye, but you say you love to sing. I love your voice.